Into the Racine community today. All right. My name is Corey Mason, and I have the honor of serving as the mayor of the city of Racine. There are amazing things that we are going to hear about today in terms of the announcements that are going on. I am so excited about what the future holds with this project and the visit that we have from President Biden. But I just want to remind people that President Biden has been there for this community from day one. People might remember at the start of his presidency, we were coming out of the pandemic, cities were trying to figure out how to just keep funding going, the economy was in a rough place, and his leadership brought forth something called the American Rescue Plan Act, and that sent money directly back to cities so that we could pay for police and fire and public health nurses to make sure we could get through the worst of the pandemic. And he did that through his leadership. So you want to know who invested in Racine? President Joe Biden. Coming out of the pandemic, we saw a spike in gun violence in this country, and this president set up a gun violence prevention office out of the White House. And now we have grants coming back to the city, so we're not just fighting crime, we're fighting the causes of crime. Gun violence is down 61%, and we've not had a homicide yet this year. Who's keeping Racine safe? President Joe Biden. One of the things I love about this president is he says you need to grow the middle class from the bottom up and the middle out. And so we took those rescue plan dollars and we started our Grow Racine program, which invests in things to move people into the middle class. So now with Gateway and the YWCA, we have the largest adult high school program in the state of Wisconsin. So people like Cherie Robinson has graduated as an adult through high school with 200 other people with the scholarships we gave her through the American Rescue Plan. Who's training our workforce? President Joe Biden. We know we need to get young people to want to go into police and fire, so we started police and fire academies with ARPA dollars. People like Rosie Gomez are now getting their degree in fire safety because of this youth employment program. Who's training up the next generation of public safety workers? President Joe Biden. We're going to see a lot of work in the construction trades coming forward. We've set up a pre-apprenticeship program to get people into the trades so that the opportunities that come from this building are broadly shared in this community. Who's invested in training in the next generation of the building trades? President Joe Biden. We know that housing is an issue. We've set up a financial empowerment center. People like Lorene Brown are now first-time homeowners because of the counseling she's received there. And we're going to use ARPA dollars to build 50 houses in this community of Racine that needs it the most. Who's rebuilding our city? President Joe Biden. The president told us to use those rescue plan dollars to make sure that we're setting people to come out of that economic challenge. We're going to build a health clinic and community center with ARPA dollars. And because of the Inflation Reduction Act, it's going to be the first net zero building in our community. Who's making sure that we're healthy in this community? President Joe Biden. We have lead pipes in this community going through our water system and into our houses. It's a real public health crisis, especially for children. We have 12,000 houses that need those pipes removed. Who's getting us the funding so that we can do that? Who's getting the lead out of this community? President Joe Biden. We have the most electrified bus fleet in the state of Wisconsin. Students can take those buses to get to this campus and around this community. And we're getting 4 more electric buses because of the bipartisan infrastructure law. Who's making Racine sustainable? President Joe Biden. You may have driven on at least 6 bipartisan infrastructure law road projects that are rebuilding our infrastructure. Who's doing that for Racine? President Joe Biden. We are blessed to live on this beautiful Lake Michigan on the shores here in Wisconsin, and we need to protect those resources. Because of the governor's freshwater challenge, who's going to make sure that we protect the Great Lakes? President Joe Biden. Look, I could go on all day about the great things that this president has done to positively impact this community beyond what you're going to hear about today. We are at a place where we are seeing a generationally low unemployment rate, got more work to do to build the middle class. But make no mistake, no president has done more to reinvest and rebuild the middle class in this town and help countless communities like ours across the country than who? President Joe Biden. So it takes amazing partnerships to do all this work at the local federal level, but you also need a great state partner too. And we are so lucky and privileged to have a great governor. It is my honor to introduce the great governor of this state, Governor Tony Evers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Hello, Wisconsin. It's a pleasure to be here today to welcome President Biden back to Wisconsin once again and celebrate several exciting steps forward in our strong partnership with Microsoft. I want to start by extending a big thank you to all who have contributed to helping bring the incredible multi-billion, that's billion with a B, effort with Microsoft to Wisconsin. I especially want to thank all the local folks, and you know who you are, and regional leaders and economic development partners who've always played a critical role in our efforts here in Southeast Wisconsin. Together, these last few years, we've worked hard to make sure our state is best positioned to take up on a partnership of this magnitude, and it is big. As part of the budget I signed last year, I was proud to approve a measure to put our state in a more competitive position for data center investments. Additionally, last fall, Wisconsin was designated as a regional tech hub, which was an important catalyst to implement this partnership in Wisconsin. Finally, our agency partners at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, including CEO Missy Hughes, have worked closely with Microsoft to help the company expand its operations in Wisconsin, a positive relationship we are going to continue in the months and the years ahead. The efforts we're here to celebrate today build upon a long-standing relationship between Microsoft and Wisconsin, and most notably in the Green Bay area. In Green Bay, Microsoft Tech Spark and its signature project, that is Titletown Tech, are accelerating economic growth by supporting skills development by businesses and entrepreneurs and fostering innovation through venture capital investment. And looking to the future, we could not be more excited that Microsoft chose Wisconsin for its new and most important AI co-innovation lab. Located at UW-Milwaukee's Connected Systems Institute, the Wisconsin AI Co-Innovation Lab will focus on bringing AI skills and capability to manufacturers to strengthen this vital sector of our economy. Wisconsin has a long, proud history and tradition of being a manufacturing powerhouse. And you know what's happening today? I'll just read to you this Wisconsin headline from a few weeks ago. And this is a quote, "Manufacturing has begun returning home." Folks, you're damn right. That's what we're doing right here in Wisconsin. More and more companies every day are recognizing that if you want something made right, you're going to make it in Wisconsin. Because here at the Badger State, our strength is in this industry is built around the issue of innovation and work ethic of our people. You can't beat Wisconsin workers, folks. And we need to build upon that momentum so that Wisconsin workers and manufacturers can not only compete, but stay ahead in the 21st century economy. Central to these exciting partnerships, though, the importance of AI in supporting our workers and our manufacturing future. Last year, through an executive order I signed, we created a task force on workforce and artificial intelligence to help us embrace a future where every Wisconsinite reaps the benefits of an efficient, growing economy in adopting this new technology. And we're thrilled to have Microsoft be part of advancing this important work. Whether it's creating local jobs or promoting economic development in this booming part of the state, the potential of a positive partnership like this between Microsoft and Wisconsin are limitless. And together with the strong supporter of President Biden and so many others, we are working to create a better, stronger, and more equitable future for everybody. So with that, thank you once again for being here, and let's get to work, folks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Till the star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see. It's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's all. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats as the program is about to resume. Please welcome President of Microsoft, Brad Smith.
Good morning. Good morning. You all need to sit down. I promised the President of the United States I would keep to my time limit. You're not helping. I first want to say on behalf of all of my colleagues from Microsoft here today, how pleased and honored we are to be here to announce that between now and the end of 2026, we will invest and spend $3.3 billion right here. Working with all of you, we are going to build something special with the help of some very special people. More than 2,000 people who have union jobs, the electricians, the plumbers. Yes. And we are going to be building among the world's most advanced AI and cloud data centers that you will see anywhere. And it's not just the jobs that we're creating here. We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison, this is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As some of you know, I love this project for one very particular reason, among others. From the age of 9 to 14, I literally lived just 3 miles from here. Our family dog came from a farm that's now part of the land on which we are building this data center. But I want you to know, this isn't just about building a building, and it's not just about the manufacturing jobs of today. More than anything, this project is about using the power of AI to fuel the future of manufacturing companies and jobs and skills across the state of Wisconsin and around the country. That is what we are building together. On the one hand, it actually helps to have a big company like Microsoft that can build a strong foundation that can support every small business and nonprofit everywhere. But more than that, as you all know, it takes a community. And one thing that I've always felt is so important about the work we are doing here is to under-promise, over-deliver, and work with the community. That's what I learned growing up here. It's the way to do business here. That is what we're doing with all of you. And the partnerships that have come together are truly, in my view, inspiring. It's our work with Gateway Technical College to create a data center economy that will train more than 1,000 people to fill the operational jobs that this new facility will require. It's the partnership with the United Way of Racine County and with the state of Wisconsin and with other partners. We will train more than 100,000 people in Wisconsin by the end of the decade so they have the AI skills to fill the jobs of tomorrow. And one of the most exciting things that I think we're launching today is a new initiative, the first of its kind in the United States, a manufacturing-focused AI co-innovation lab. It will be at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee at the Connected Systems Institute. We literally will have the opportunity to help hundreds of companies, hundreds of manufacturing companies, come in so they can design new AI-based systems that will ensure that Wisconsin manufacturing remains at the forefront of global competitiveness. And the partnerships that we're building on. This is building not only on great work that's been going on in Milwaukee at the Connected Systems Institute, this builds on this long-standing partnership that we've had at Green Bay, at Titletown Tech, co-founded in 2019 by Microsoft and the Green Bay Packers. And now we are connecting Titletown Tech with UW-Milwaukee, and oh my gosh, thank you to Mark Murphy and Ed Policy. As you all know, there are two things that unite the people of Wisconsin: God and the Green Bay Packers. And we could do none of this without the local labor leaders that are involved. The leaders of the IBEW, the leaders of the Plumbers and Steam Fitters Union. And we're so pleased, in my view, to be joined today by Liz Schuler, the national president of the AFL-CIO, I have learned so much from Liz about how a great technology company and a great set of labor organizations can forge the kind of partnership that will create the jobs and opportunity for the people, not just of today, but for the future. And then I just want to say, it starts at the local level. Mount Pleasant, what an extraordinary place. When I look at Dave DeGroot, the village president, when I see the county executive for Racine, for the mayor of Racine, Governor Evers, from his first meeting with me, to do the things that needed to be done to make this happen. But I want you to know something else, because I think it's especially fitting on a day like today. Everything that we are doing here in Racine County, Wisconsin, is also benefiting directly from the work of this White House and this president over the last 4 years. Every day you see the news of the day, but what really matters is the work over a number of years. And in 2021, this president sat down across the aisle and persuaded our Congress to pass a bipartisan infrastructure law, a bipartisan infrastructure law that is investing in the roads and bridges that are needed to bring the steel to this plant, that have injected more than $1 billion into a cause in which we've long believed, bringing broadband connectivity to everyone in the state of Wisconsin. That's a part of this. And then again in 2022, it took people coming together in Washington to pass the CHIPS and Science Act, because believe me, a data center without chips doesn't do very much for anybody. And again in 2022, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, it became possible to aim higher to achieve the climate and energy goals that also are indispensable to what we need to do as a company and all of us need to do as a community right here. And then last year, in 2023, this White House, this administration, and this president really led the tech sector and the country and even the world to recognize how much AI was changing the world, but that we need to ensure that it's safe, that it's secure, that it's used responsibly. And they brought people together so we could move fast to do precisely that. And finally, every day since the first day of the inauguration in 2021, I just have to say, as someone who spends part of every single day working on and worrying about the cybersecurity protection of our customers in this nation, no administration has done as much as this administration to protect the cybersecurity of our communities and our country as a whole. It takes all kinds of people that find a way to get things done. And as I introduce the person who will introduce the president, the person who is doing the recruiting to bring in the people that will build the building, that will house the technology, that will serve the world, Nick Fick, who comes from the IBEW right here in Racine. Let me leave you with one final thought. I hope that with everything else that's going on in the world today, people here in Wisconsin and people across the country will just take a moment to remember this. This day shows something important. It shows that America remains what it has always been. We are a country where people come together, where people work together, where they address hard challenges, and we get great things done. We won't let you down. Please welcome Nick Fick.
Oh, man. Thank you. Wow. That's going to be a tough act to follow there. It's good to see all you friendly faces in the crowd today. Good morning. My name is Nick Fick. I'm a proud 23-year member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 430 in Racine, Wisconsin. Thank you. I was born and raised here. But a few years after I completed my apprenticeship, the contractor I was working for had to explore all options due to lack of work in the area. I traveled the country for them, then came back home to start a family. In 2017, good news about local economic development was hard to come by. When plans were announced for a new high-tech manufacturing complex in Racine, it could not have come at a better time. Unfortunately, we all know what happened next. After all that hype and all that hope, the promises made by Donald Trump failed to come true in Racine County. But now our luck has changed. Microsoft plans to spend billions of dollars to build data centers on the same property Foxconn has abandoned. Now local 430 members are installing temporary power and lighting, along with the preliminary underground work needed. And this is just the start. They are calling this site Microsoft's crown jewel, the biggest footprint of any Microsoft facility in the world. That means long-term work for hundreds of skilled professional IBEW electricians for 10 to 15 years. Now, I have the good fortune to have the job here at home organizing electricians into the IBEW. Thank you. Thanks to Joe Biden, advanced manufacturing jobs are coming back to America and back to our hometown. We are grateful to Microsoft for investing in America and here in Mount Pleasant. And also to President Biden, who promised to bring infrastructure back, to bring manufacturing back, to bring good-paying union jobs back. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden keeps his promises. It is an honor for me to introduce to you the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, Wisconsin. Nick, thanks for that introduction. Look, before I get started, I want to set the record straight. Please sit down. I went to a Catholic high school in Delaware, taught by the Norbertine priest from St. Norbert's College, you know, a little team called Green Bay. Now, here's the deal. We were the only high school in Delaware that overwhelmingly rooted for Green Bay. Not a joke, I'll tell you why. Every single Sunday. Not only did they have great teams at the time, we still do, but not only that, my theology professor at the Catholic school I went to was a guy named Riley, last name, and he had been drafted by the Green Bay Packers, and he decided to become a priest before that, so he didn't go. But every single solitary Monday that Green Bay won, we got the last period of the day off. Now, we Catholics call that indirect bribery, but it worked. It's always great to be with one of the best governors in America, Tony Evers. I think of Tony, I mean it. I think of one word, integrity. You're a man of absolute integrity. And what I'm really doing, I'm really auditioning for a job with a little company that's going to build something out here. Thank you for the comments you made about what we're doing together. Well, look, while she couldn't be here, I want to thank one of the best U.S. senators in the United States of America, a good friend of mine, Tammy Baldwin. You also got a great mayor in Racine, Corey Mason. Brad Smith, President of Microsoft, thank you for your partnership, for showing how we get things done and big things done in America. And thank you for your friendship. I really mean it. Liz Schuller, President of LCI, thank you for all you do for the benefit of the American Union movement. I got called the most pro-union president in American history. I make no apologies for it. I'm serious. Middle class built America, but unions built the middle class. I've been saying that for a long time. Folks, I'm here to talk about a great comeback story in America. I'm sure you remember, Racine was once a manufacturing boomtown all the way through the 1960s. Power companies invented and manufacturing Windex, portable vacuum cleaners, and so much more, and powered by middle-class jobs. And then came trickle-down economics, cut taxes for the very wealthy and the biggest corporations, again in the 60s. We shipped American jobs overseas because labor was cheaper. We slashed public investment in education and innovation. And the result, we hollowed out the middle class. My predecessor and his administration doubled down on that failed trickle-down economics, along with the trial of broken promises. Look, my dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, a job, I mean this sincerely. My dad was a well-read man, never got to go to college, but he was a good man all across the board. And he'd say, Joe, remember, a job's a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your integrity. It's about your dignity. It's about being treated with respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, everything's going to be okay. In fact, 6 years ago, when my predecessor came to Racine with the promise of, quote, reclaiming our country's proud manufacturing legacy. Well, we had Infrastructure Day every week for 4 years, didn't build a damn thing. He and the administration promised a $10 billion investment by Foxconn to build a new manufacturing complex, create 13,000 new jobs. In fact, he came here with your Senator Ron Johnson literally holding a golden shovel, promising to build the eighth wonder of the world. Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it. Look, they didn't shovel other dirt. They did shovel some dirt. 100 homes were bulldozed. They wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, your state and local tax dollars, to promise a project that never happened. Foxconn turned out to be just that, a con. Go figure. In just 4 years under his administration, instead of creating 13,000 jobs in Racine, my predecessor, and 1,000 manufacturing jobs, rather than creating them, 1,000 manufacturing jobs left Racine. 83,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term. But that's not on my watch. We're determined to turn it around. Thus far, since we've come to office, we've created, and with the governor's overwhelming leadership, we've created over 178,000 jobs in Wisconsin, and we're going to create more here in Racine, and big time. Some of my friends on the far right have criticized my Investing in America agenda, which includes my bipartisan infrastructure law, the CHIPS and Science Act, and the Inflation Reduction Act. A lot of business leaders support it as a key to economic growth that we're seeing now. Remember here, you're going to have a recession next week, no soft landing. Well, in fact, I've asked business leaders like Brad a simple question. When the United States decides to invest considerable resources in a new industry that we need to build, does that encourage or discourage them engaging? The answer overwhelmingly is it encourages business investment. And that's what we're seeing now with our administration. My Investing in America agenda is fueling historic boom in rebuilding our roads and bridges, developing and deploying clean energy, revitalizing American manufacturing, and so much more. So far, we've created $866 billion in private sector investment nationwide, almost $1 trillion. Historic amounts in such a short time. Now, it's literally creating hundreds of thousands of jobs, building new semiconductor factories, electric vehicles and battery factories, and so much more, here, all here in America. Today, it's another example of the private sector optimism. Microsoft, as the President already pointed out, is investing $3.3 billion to build a new data center here in Racine that's going to help operate one of the most powerful artificial intelligence systems in the world. And I've gone around the world, literally, not figuratively, meeting with the leading architects of AI. It's going to result in 2,300 union construction jobs just to build a new facility. And 2,000 permanent workers to work in the data centers. In addition, we're also providing a pipeline to train these new jobs, a pipeline that starts right here at this very spot. Microsoft is partnering with Gateway Technical Community College right here to train and certify 200 students a year to fill high-demand, good-paying jobs in data and IT at Microsoft's new AI data center here in Racine. But that's not all. In addition, Microsoft is continuing a pipeline going to high schools in nearby Mount Pleasant to train high school students for jobs of the future. As the boss pointed out, it's going to create 100,000 jobs over time. It's all part of Microsoft's broad plan to build an artificial intelligence ecosystem right here in Racine. And it's going to be transformative, not just here, but worldwide. It's not only significant investment in infrastructure in Racine, but for the people of Racine. It means folks are getting trained. Folks are getting trained in new, high-paying, high-skilled jobs that don't require a four-year college degree and don't require you to leave home. You know, where I come from, that really matters. I know what it's like when your parents have to move the family in search of work because there's no jobs. What it does to the family's dignity. My wife, Jill, who teaches full-time at a community college, cares a lot about this as well. Last year, she announced our first five workforce hub sites to build a pipeline of workers and industries that create the new hometowns that are creating new hometowns in Phoenix, Baltimore, Columbus, Ohio, Augusta, Georgia, building everything from semiconductors to electric vehicles. Last month, I announced four new hubs to continue to train workers for the jobs of the future, one of which is in Milwaukee, that trains workers to help replace every poisonous lead pipe in America in a decade and funded by the infrastructure law. And by the way, Buy America has been the law ever taken for AI safety, security, and trust. This order helps make sure workers have a seat at the table in determining how these technologies are developed and used. For real. And we'll support workers in every industry by defending the right to a fair wage to organize as these technologies emerge across the board. And they're going to happen. Folks, during the previous administration, my predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises. And we leave no one behind. Since I took office, we've added nearly 4,000 jobs in Racine. As I said earlier, we've added 178,000 in the state of Wisconsin. The unemployment rate has hit a record low in Racine. Racine has seen some of the strongest new business growth in all of Wisconsin. And it's only just beginning. We're seeing a great American comeback story all across Wisconsin, and quite frankly, the entire country. The bottom line is, we're doing what's always worked in this country, giving people a fair shot, leaving nobody behind, and grow the economy in the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. When that happens, everybody does well. Everybody does well. Let me close with this. When folks see a new factory being built here in Wisconsin, people going to work making a really good wage, in their hometowns. I hope they feel the pride that I feel. Pride in their hometowns making a comeback. Pride in knowing we can get big things done in America still. And folks, I've never been more optimistic, and I've only been around a couple years, I know. I know I don't look it, but I'm on 40 plus two types. Well, anyway. But I've never been more, I swear to God, I've never been more optimistic about our future. We just have to remember who in hell we are. We're the United States of America, and there's nothing beyond our capacity when we work together. Nothing. I mean that. Nothing. The rest of the world looks to us. So keep it going. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't jump!